getting a very good response from the producers, and I think it's going to make quite a difference to the industry.
Now, how many cider, I mean, how many have we got here locally?
We've got one established one, that's Small Acres Cider out at Boranore, and we have a number of people actually growing cider apples and supplying them to cider producers, and we have another cider producer that's just about to come online.
That's fantastic, because basically anywhere where you can grow apples, you can turn them into cider.
That's right. Anywhere you can get apples, you can turn it into cider. You don't have to have cider apples to make apple cider, but when you have cider apples, you make a better product.
What are your other options then?
You could go and buy Granny Smith's,
Yeah.
juice them, ferment the juice, and you get cider.
Now you've got this beautiful poster in front of us, cider apple varieties. We'll put this up on Facebook so you can have a look. Are they, looking through that list, are they regular apples or are they something special?
They're something special. They tend, most of them have tannin in them, just in the same way that red wine grapes have tannin. And tannin makes a very big difference to the way the juice and the subsequent cider tastes to you as the consumer.
What would we notice, David?
Mainly that the thing you're drinking isn't thin, if I can use that word. If you drink apple juice, some of them, you don't feel it's very substantial.
Yeah.
Tannins actually put a bit more mouthfeel into both the juice and the cider, so it's a highly desirable product. The side effect of tannin is that it can taste a little bit furry in your mouth, but most people are used to that from red wine, so
And they like that.
and
They
they like that.
seek it
Yes,
out.
it's just that sometimes it's unexpected. But sort of answering your question, going back to the apple varieties, if you try and eat some of those varieties, the ones that are particularly high in tannin, you take the bite out, you chew the pulp up, but then you find you're running out of saliva trying to swallow the pulp. So it's an interesting party trick, but yes, they're best when they go into juice and cider.
Now, which one do you reckon's the best? I mean, I guess it comes down to taste.
It comes down to personal preferences. A lot of the flavours that you taste in the apples they'll disappear to some extent in the cider making process, but the cider maker's art is actually to blend the different apples, all the different juices together, ferment them, and come up with a product. And that way you achieve consistency year to year. You can make varietals in the same way the wine industry makes Semillon. You can make single variety ciders
Yeah.
that way, but it's not a basic part of cider in Australia. It's starting in England
Yeah.
and to some extent in France, but it's not something for Australia just yet. We're still sort of walking.
Yeah. Yeah. How old's the industry in Australia? We've been making.
Probably 1850s.
Oh, long time.
Long time. I'm actually working with a chap down at Braidwood at present. He's another cider maker near Braidwood. And he's discovered a lot of old apple tree plantings around Braidwood that were planted at the time of the gold rush in that area. And my hope is that we might find some other cider varieties that were imported into Australia before biosecurity. His interest naturally is just to try and salvage the old trees. My interest is they might be cider trees, but the thing is, they were making cider for the miners back in the 1850s.
And there's a bit of living history
It's
still.
living history. The
That's
trees are
amazing.
still there.
That's
There are still
amazing.
trees at Braidwood that were planted by Braidwood Wilson's gardener.
Yeah.
So that was, I think, the mid-1850s. And the tree still survives and still produces apples.
Fantastic. So how do you go from having the apples on the tree to ending up having cider, whether it's a commercial operation or whether we do it ourselves?
You crush the apples. The apples are relatively hard, not as hard as some of the pears that go into perry. Perry is the pear equivalent of cider. But you crush the apples and get a pulp, and then there are a variety of presses around which can actually squeeze the juice out of the pulp. You get the juice, and you can either let it sit, and it will have yeasts in it, and the yeasts will start the fermentation, or you can kill off those yeasts and use a commercial yeast. Either way, you'll get the fermentation started. fermentation can go for 2 weeks through to 3 months, just depends on temperature and the vigour of the yeast. At the end of that time, you literally rack off and bottle, and you have your cider. Maturity, it does mature. We recently had a cider from the local producer that is 2 years old, and it was fantastic. It had really aged well. And this is not something that you normally think of for cider. Cider tends to be a new product, not new in the sense, but a product that you drink relatively early in its life. Yeah.
What's the alcohol content in the average cider?
The French started about 3%. Most of the cider that you see around has 5% alcohol, but it can go up to 9 or 12, depending how the cider maker works on it, and whether they may add anything to it.
Yeah, so it's important to be checking, you know, if you're thinking it's a low alcohol option, make sure you read the label.
Have a look at the number of standard drinks.
If it's as high as wine, for example, you'd like to know that.
Exactly.
Do many people give it a go and brew their own apple cider?
They do. You can even get a kit from the local store in the same way that you get a beer kit. That's probably the easiest way for people to do it, because otherwise you face the problem of crushing and pressing. So, yeah, people do it.
Now, these awards in September, where are they? Where are the people coming from?
We've had a lot of interest. We've had only one fixed entry so far, but it's relatively early days. The entries are coming from Australia, naturally enough, but the competition is open to cider that is commercially available in Australia, and we're expecting entries from England, from France, from South Africa, and potentially from New Zealand and the USA. So long as it's available commercially, or retail, if I can put it that way, then it's able to be entered.
Wouldn't it be fantastic if the Central West was known not just for its wine, but it's for its apple cider as well?
This is what startled me when I came here. I just assumed there would be cider. And there was a history of cider. There was a cider bar in Orange, somewhere I believe in the bottom block of Orange, back in the 60s or 70s, but I can't track it down.
Yeah.
So it's been here. But for some reason, fashions changed, and now fashions are changing the other way. Cider is coming in, and it's pinching a little bit of market share from beer and a little bit of market share from wine. So now we find that the breweries want to start making cider.
As a little side project.
Yeah, to try and maintain their own turnover, if I can put it that way.
Fantastic. Have you grown your own?
I have. I grow these apples on my place. What we're trying to do at present is to prove that a lot of the French varieties are true to type, that you've got the list in front of you there, that Antoinette, for instance, is the same as Antoinette in France, because these varieties, the French varieties, sat in a collection in Tasmania for 30 years, 40 years, and there could well have been mistakes, so we had to prove that they were what they said they were.
Yeah.
And there's still about another 5 or 10 that we're working on to make sure they're right, or alternatively that they're wrong.
Is that in your role at the DPI?
It is. It started before I was doing cider work for the DPI, but now the DPI, because the industry is growing, the DPI is happy for me to talk about cider.
Yeah, good stuff. What an interesting job you've got.
It's a fascinating job. It's one of these, you know, nice things that, you know, you wish it could be your day job.
Yes. One day. We hope it goes well. We will keep a close eye on it. September is the time if people would like to find out more.
Yep. Probably the easiest way to find out more about the competition is www.cideroz.com. And that'll take you to the entry details for the competition.
Good stuff. We wish you well. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Pleasure, Angela. Thank you.
It's David Pickering, the organiser of the Australian Cider Awards. It's coming up to 10 to 11.